Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast. Welcome back home, a modern day parable. For the next few weeks, join us each weekday as we unveil a brand new original musical, one powerful episode at a time. This isn't just a story. It's a journey of grace, identity, and redemption that speaks to the heart. Follow along with our free companion study guide, available on the podcast notes page, and invite your friends and family to experience it with you. This is Welcome Back Home. This is more than a musical. This is a homecoming.
Good morning, Daddy. Is Michelle up yet?
I haven't seen her so far this morning. But I think she's supposed to be singing today, so maybe she's taking some extra time to get ready.
Morning, everyone. Before you ask, yes, I am going to church. No, I don't need a lecture about my appearance.
Child, at least let me fix your hair before...
I'm fine, Kara. I've got this.
If you say so.
Liz, are you taking your car, or are we all driving in together?
I have youth Bible study after service, and then that meeting about the mission trip, so I should probably drive myself.
Cool beans. That means, Michelle Landon, you've got 30 minutes to meet me out front.
In just a few moments, we will hear a powerful word from a servant of God who needs no formal introduction. Yes, our speaker of the hour is none other than our very own, Pastor Angus Shepherd. But before Pastor Shepherd comes to bless us, we are going to be ministered to in song by a group that always lifts our hearts and stirs our spirits, the Voice of Truth, our young adult choir.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. From the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Completely, yes.
Yes.
My soul says yes.
My soul says yes.
Ooh. When I couldn't see my way, you held me with a love that lasts. So now I lift my hands and say, whatever you will, I'll obey.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. From the bottom.
When my heart is filled with fear, you whisper truth into my soul, and I feel your presence.
From the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul.
My. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, church. If your soul says yes, I dare you to lift your voice and say it right now. Come on. Don't let the choir praise him by themselves. Somebody say, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Say it like you mean it. Yes, Lord.
That's
from
right.
The bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul.
Hallelujah.
My soul says yes. Oh, hallelujah. Sister Michelle Choir, thank you for ushering us into the throne room this morning. That wasn't just a song. That was a testimony. That was a prayer. That was surrender. And somebody in here knows what it is to come to the end of yourself and find Jesus right there, waiting, whispering, steadying you through the fire and the rain. Church, the Lord has been pressing one word on my heart this week, and that word is yield. You want to walk in peace? Yield. You want to walk in power? Yield. You want to experience God's purpose for your life? Friends, you've got to yield. That's what this song is saying. Yes, Lord, I yield, I surrender, I trust. Turn with me now to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, I don't know who this is for, but somebody in here has been wrestling with what God is calling you to do. You've been stuck between convenience and calling, between comfort and conviction, between fear and faith. But this morning, God is saying, it's time to say yes. Not halfway, not when it's easy, but completely yes. Because God isn't looking for your perfection. He's looking for your permission. He just wants your yes. He'll give you the strength. He'll order the steps. He'll fight the battles. But he needs your yes.
Michelle, wow, you killed that song.
Suzanne, thank you. That part really fits my voice. I just tried not to crack on the last yes.
If that was a crack, sign me up for Cracked. Anyway, real talk. Pastor Shepherd's sermon was lit today.
You think so?
Girl, didn't you feel it? The Holy Ghost was really shaking me up in there.
You're always more emotional about these things than I am.
So, quick update, I have my own yes to share.
Wait, did you decide?
Yes, you're looking at a member of the USC class of 2028.
That's amazing. I'm so proud of you, girl. Is LA ready for you?
The question is, am I ready for LA? Anyway, I gotta run. We've got people coming over for lunch and Mom needs my help.
All right, Miss Social Calendar, go feed the saints.
Well done today, Michelle.
Thank you, Mrs. Williams.
I've been listening to you sing since you were just a little girl, and you've always ministered to me. But today, oh, thank you, Jesus. Today I got an extra special blessing. Yes, Lord, yes.
That's very thoughtful of you. Now get home safe. What a day. Wow. From the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul, do I even know what I'm singing?
They said I killed it.
Yes, I did.
Hit the high note.
Didn't miss.
They're all shouting, that's the spirit. But is the spirit really this? I love the spotlight.
Love the stage.
So is that my I mean the words I'm singing, or just love the way I sing?
Is it
surrender
or solo?
Oh, devotion,
devotion,
or a show?
Or a show.
I said yes, Lord. But what did
Welcome Back Home, a modern parable to be continued.